information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, Alan. Hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Quiddicast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here with you. Yes, last week I was supposed to have an episode all the way from Mauritius, but I didn't because I, did my knee in. Yeah, who does that? Goes to paradise and does his knee in. And then I had a case of food poisoning and so forth, so yeah, it was kind of difficult. But yeah, still got quite a lot done there, in spite of the difficulties and that sort of thing. Anyway, what do we have in this week's show? I'm going to talk about that Mauritius trip, because I'm going to talk about it to you, but some of the things that I discovered there from multi-choice and that sort of thing. Oh, it was pretty awesome. And then I'm also going to talk about how to flirt. Guys, I'm going to teach you how to flirt, because, you know, it's just so awkward seeing a guy trying to flirt, and you're like, don't do that. No. You know, sometimes you want to go there and just, like, pull the guy's ear or whatever. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, all right. So anyway, the first thing I'll talk about, big news, Kirsty Coventry. She's won 2 golds so far at the All Africa Games in Congo, Brazzaville. And she's also gotten a bronze with the 4x100 mixed medley relay team. So Zimbabwe's got 3 medals there. She's involved in all of them. Can we just say she's the greatest athlete to ever come out of Zimbabwe? Just call it a day. Just like, yeah. Just close that story. If it's a book, let's just say that's the end. Let's be done with it. So, yeah, shout out to her. South African scientists came out the other day, this past week, and said, well, yeah, remember that how we had packed history, Homo erectus, or whatever, and then come around, put 200,000 years ago, the first creature that was capable of symbolic thought and the ability to perform rituals was the Homo sapien. So we were happy. We're like, yeah, we're the first creatures. We're superior and that sort of thing. Well, enter Homo naledi. Just screws everything up for everybody. Apparently, roamed the area around the cradle of humankind. So that's the Gauteng area. You know, that sort of southern African sort of area. Roamed that area about 1 million to 3 million years ago, which is completely mind. You're just like, whoa, wait a minute. They had rituals. They buried their dead, which means you're going to bury your people, and there must be some sort of symbolic thought there, which means that ultimately these people may or may not have been intelligent creatures. I mean, they're human-like. They've got the only thing that is fundamentally different from us is that they've got the brain the size of an orange, but they're pretty much like us, which means the history of religion is longer. I don't know. It's just really weird. It's just like just changes everything. Just like why? Why does this guy go digging up stuff? Amnesty International has come out and say that a couple of weeks ago, said that prostitution should be declared a human right. Now, but prostitution, we're talking about the legal sex trade. Like, not the legal trade. They want the sex trade, consensual sex trade, legalized all over the world. So they want to decriminalize, at least regulated. So, yeah, I mean, people out there say, like, no, whoa. To be honest, I've always felt that, commercial sex workers, especially those that are consensual, whether it's because of survival or because they just really like to have sex and get paid for it, much as someone like to play football and get paid for it, should be allowed to do what they want to do. I think a woman should be allowed to say she would like to be a sex worker and not be looked upon and be like, I mean, sex has just been too taboo for long. And that is based on patriarchy. Patriarchy is like, no, you can't do that because women can't be seen to be doing that sort of thing because, you know, it's just wrong. You know what I mean? I don't know why we do that voice when we're talking about someone being all judgy. Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. Anyway, Prime Circle and Sito are in Zimbabwe this weekend. Prime Circle are a rock group from South Africa. And then later next month, it's Jennifer Rush. So it's going to be a thing. Tadirone Gitare is dropping her new album this coming week. Pretty excited about that. The album is called Chipochanga. I'm already listening to it, so watch out for a review on 3mob.com. Finally, Zimbabwe Rugby is going to host what is called the Under-20 World Rugby Trophy next year. There's 8 countries that will be coming to play rugby. It's pretty exciting, yeah. It's exciting for Zimbabwe Rugby. And the Zimbabwe football team almost cocked it up. Well, if you look at it, they did cock it up. But it could have been worse. Washington Arubi concedes a stupid goal early in the third minute against home to Guinea. And then, after that, the smiling assassin deep into the second half, Nolwuji Musonda grabbed a goal and saved the day. A couple of guys could have bad shifts, guys like Nyasha Mushekwi and that sort of thing. Tendai Dadikwa did not come through. He's a Burnley player, but according to reports from the United Kingdom, he didn't come through because he didn't get notice on time. I don't know what notice he needed, but you never know. His name could have been in the newspaper, and like, you know, see if I say, well, call him up and then just then tell him like the day before, oh, by the way, yeah, can you come to Zimbabwe? I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. It's nice to have, you know, quality players come and play for the country and that sort of thing. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. My name is Larry. Listen to the Quiddercast. So, this past week, I was in Mauritius. Not this past week, I'm back now. But the week before, I was in Mauritius. Yeah, I know. Green with envy. I can see you guys sit there and just think, oh, gosh, you can't stand. Unless you were with me in Mauritius, then you're like, yeah, it was a turn up. And so. It was a very busy week. So, yeah, a lot of stuff. Well, exciting stuff coming out of MultiChoice. I mean, one thing that I, straight off the bat, these guys are serious. I mean, if you didn't think they were serious before, these guys are absolutely serious. The inspirational story for me is you're looking about 30 years ago when they had only a 12-hour channel that was Mnet, and now they've got loads of channels that are on their platform and that sort of thing, and expanding, and really exciting things that are happening in that camp. And a lot of the stuff that we picked up from the tour or from the MultiChoice Africa Content Showcase was that there's a concerted effort to get ultra local content produced. So it's, you know, like, well, MultiChoice has always been criticized by a lot of people for being that sort of channel platform that imported a lot of culture, but now it seems like there's loads of effort to say Africa is the next frontier and Africans want to watch themselves and that sort of thing. And you know, at the Magic Night when they were showcasing Maisha Magic and Zambezi Magic is for the SADC area, the Anglophone SADC area, and Maisha Magic is like for Kenya, Uganda, East Africa area, and that sort of thing. So they can be pushing a lot of content from there. Good news for Zimbabwe, you've got a couple of TV shows that are making it onto Zambezi Magic. Shows like Battle of the Chefs, you've got shows like Zambezi News. Congratulations, congrats on them. Also got Tonight with Zorora. I don't know if you see me on that. I was interviewed on episode 3 and that sort of thing. I'm pretty excited for Zorora and for Nafuna TV and so forth. Doing some amazing work in you know, creating content for Zimbabwe. And the ultimate thing for me is like, I was excited by how by you know, Africans from across the continent, loads of journalists that were there from across the continent. I think were about 15, 20 countries or something represented. I don't even count. It's like silly of me not to count. Unbelievable. So anyway, journalists from all those countries, loads of progressive people, just like, you know, trying to just get things done, trying to move forward. And it bodes well for the continent. Although when you get back home, and you these stories they try to drag you down into all sorts of mediocrity and so forth. Like, Zimbabwe is about to get into poll mode right now, which means that silly investors are going to start thinking, oh no, we can't invest in Zimbabwe until after 2018 because there's an election there. It's like stupid. At least Dangote is coming to Zimbabwe and is like, yo, I'm just going to do what I want to do anyway. Don't care about elections. But notwithstanding that, some interesting facts. I met the guys from Dusk Till Dawn, what you call it, TV show, and we had the flag. I made them to hold the flag of Zimbabwe while we were taking pictures. I was the only person from any of the countries that had a flag from their own country. Super patriotism there. I don't know. So I had it all the time, and it was fun and that sort of thing. And also one in the Amazing Race, which is pretty interesting. Got these little Sony speakers, and they're like, yeah, pretty awesome. What else could I tell you about? The thing that was mind-blowing, two things. IK, I got to prank IK. Now, this just happened out of the blues. Muzli and the team from MTV Base Africa, shout out to Chris and everybody. Chris is the director of this. Gamer said, we want to prank IK. Yeah, I was standing at the bar and we're sitting around having a discussion, production, pre-production meeting, whatever it is. And then, next day we're pranking IK, and then at the Viacom the activation party, and guess what? I got the video was shown, and it was pretty funny. hoping I'm going to have my hands on the video, and yeah, I don't know. Altogether, if you get a chance ever, if you're ever invited, I'm out and choose to go on to this content showcase whenever they hold it, because apparently it's going to be an annual thing, take it. Yeah, not just because you're going to paradise and holding it in Mauritius again, but simply because it's an experience. And make sure you just talk to as many people as you can, make as many connections as you can, because at the end of the day, I think, well, one thing that was resonated as well is that as Africans, we are pretty much the same. We're all trying to get the same thing. We're all trying to push the same agenda. We just want our stories out there, our own authentic stories out there. Yeah, that's pretty much it. On the other side, we talk about the relationship issues. Yeah, guys, I'm going to teach you how to flirt. The name is Larry, and you're listening to The Criticast, and welcome to the final segment in which I talk about relationship issues. Now, I've seen guys struggle. It's like so weird. Like, oh my God. You see a guy struggling to flirt with somebody, or they're just trying too hard and that sort of thing. And I just thought today, look, I'm going to look for tips on how to flirt. And I talk to the inner Zen in myself, like, you know, who sometimes flirts and that sort of thing. You know, you had that conversation with me, and inside a log, because I had got to help guys out there to find their inner Zen and be able to flirt and not look like an axe murderer or whatever it is. I don't know, like they want to kidnap the girl and hold her hostage somewhere and be, you know, stop being creepy. Anyway, let's go with a couple of steps. This is in person. When you meet the person, when you see the person, get eye contact, yeah. Don't stare. Stare is weird, okay? Stare is like, oh my God. You know, you might find some psycho who likes being stared at and having a staring competition. That could be your thing. I don't know. Some people flirt that way, but that'd be weird. Most times, don't stare. Just hold a stare, a glance for about... you hold the eye contact for like five to 7 seconds, then drop it, and then look away, and then wait for probably another minute, and then look up again. And if there's eye contact, hello, my brother, we're in, okay? Also, smile, okay? Smile when you're looking at the person. Smile with your eyes. Smile genuinely, and you know, but don't have that weird, you know, sudden smile. Smile slowly. You know, you have to have control over your smile. Think of it like a spring. If you let the spring just, you know, if you got your hand pressed to the spring, if you let it go, it just pops all over the place. If you want to have control of it, you slowly release it. Yeah. Yeah. Composure. That's everything. And then, start by introducing yourself. Go to the person, say, hi, my name is, and so forth. Initiate the conversation. The conversation must never, ever be serious. So you meet her today. Don't start talking about politics and, or religion and so forth. In fact, in general, just try to stay away from those two topics, because, you know, people end up getting stabbed. It's just like weird. Just don't do that. Just leave that stuff alone. And then keep it light then in the conversation. Talk about, you know, there's loads of stuff to talk about. Talk about football if you have to. Okay? But do you want to use her interest in the conversation? So if you see that she's interested in something, maybe you were at an occasion at a concert or so forth, talk about that stuff that she's interested in. But don't spend so much time talking about yourself. Because, you know, yeah, girls get put off by a guy who talks about it. And don't talk about your money, you know, unless she really wants you for your money. That's a completely different thing. But the average girl, you start talking about how much money you make, and just come off like a jerk, yeah? And then also, at some point, you want to use your body language. So do not cross your hands or cross your legs, because that says, you know, stay out of my space. You don't think it's happening ahead, but think of it. Somebody who's got their hands crossed looks like they're in a defensive posture and that sort of thing. So you're trying to invite this person to conversation with you, but at the same time, what you're doing is you're closing them off. Not a good look, my brother. Not a good look. Do not put your hands in your pocket either. Just that kind of says you're not confident. Girls do not like people who are not confident. Be cocky and funny. But naked natural. People will try to be cocky and funny. They come across as dicks or whatever it is. So just be careful about how you use that. Compliment the person, but do not compliment them directly. Okay, first of all, when you compliment them, you make sure there's eye contact every time you compliment. And also, you want to lower your voice. Say hi. And don't say, I like your eyes, or I like your whatever, you know. I like or I love, something like that. She's one. She knows that she's one. Because ultimately, you want her to pursue you as much as you pursue her. It's a thing, brother. Yeah. It's a thing. You want her to come for you. So you're kind of baiting her. So when you want to say something like, you're easy to talk to. okay? Because you could be easy to talk to anyone, you know. It doesn't mean you're ultimately awesome at talking. You're just easy to talk to. That's a compliment. And you want to weave it into a conversation. So don't isolate it and say, okay, at 2:03 on the 18th of October, I'm going to say these words to this girl because, yeah, that defines life. No, you want to weave it into a conversation. It must sound natural, like it's like here. And that sort of thing. Keep it short and sweet, okay? Don't talk between 5 to 10 minutes and just walk away. Okay, even if it sounds like it's inviting, like she'd like to talk to you for the rest of the year, no. Okay, one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to screw it up. When you was introduced and you got her laughing and that sort of thing, remember she's laughing because being cocky and funny. By 5 minute point, the only thing you can do is screw it up. So what you want to do is close the deal, get the number. Or get the email address. For me, email address always works. Absolutely. Because she's expecting everybody. He says, can I have your number? Like, no, can I have your email address? Like, oh, that's kind of left field. So get the email address. Walk away. Okay? And just go. And if you were there, like if you're in a bar and with your friends, just go back to hanging with your friends. No matter how weird your friends are, just go back and be about life. You want to look like you're just being busy with your life. And you know, haven't been waiting for her to come and rescue you from your abject boredom and ridiculously sheepish and desperate situation in life. You don't want to show her that. Nobody wants that, you know, even if your life isn't that. And because you want to leave her wanting more. And then when you call her up in a couple of days, whatever it is, make sure that when you're organizing the date, you're not saying, so what can we do? No, you're saying, I'm going to go watch this. I'm going to do this. Would you like to come along? Yeah, that's pretty much it. Well, I always say it's ABCD. Always be closing the deal. That's what you want to do. So guys, make sure that that you have these intact, especially for guys who find it awkward, flirting with somebody. The technique doesn't have to work in the same sequence. See what works for you. Yeah, just you know the sort of person you are. Maybe you don't have the gift of the gab and that sort of thing. So you might want to rehearse. And I would say to people, you know, the best people to learn to try your skills on are people who are paid to be nice to you. So compliment the girl who works at the fast food outlet and, you know, just, you know, say stuff to her, make her smile and that sort of thing. Just keep it flowing. It keeps your game on point, you know. And then when you finally come across the girl that you want to have that real conversation with, then you'll be like, yeah, Chevy Liz and that sort of thing, you know. Anyway, if you have any questions or any suggestions, whatever, for the show, the email address is info@ladiqueerie.com, or you can get in touch with me via Twitter @queerie. And other than that, I'd say thank you very much for joining me. Catch me on ZFM Stereo between 6:30 and 7 for the movements, the switch. Yeah, that's the thing that's happening. Other than that, I'll see you next week. Take care of some of the people that you love. And the last thing that I have to say is that you can be silent about the important issues, but the important issues are never silent. The name's Larry. It's been the Queerie-Cast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?